is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Parts of Sydney, Australia were heading into a fresh lockdown on Saturday as officials in Australia's most populous city said they hoped the restrictions would be enough to control a growing outbreak in time for Christmas. As a cluster of cases on the city's northern beaches grew to 38, residents were ordered to stay at home from late Saturday until midnight on Wednesday, other than for essential reasons. From 5 p.m. on Saturday, hundreds of thousands of people in several suburbs will be forced indoors, with beaches, pubs, and hotels closed. In Melbourne, the Australian Open will start now on February 8th, 3 weeks later than scheduled. Organizers confirmed this on Saturday and after months of speculation. The start date of the main draw of the tournament was originally slated for January 18th. Organizers have been locked in drawn-out negotiations with local government over COVID-19 health security measures. More than 300 schoolboys kidnapped last week in an attack on their school in northwest Nigeria have arrived in the capital of Katsina State after their release on Thursday. Friends and family gathered to greet the boys with tears and hugs as they arrived. Boys were abducted 1 week ago from the all-boys government science secondary school in Kankara in Katsina State. Nigeria's Boko Haram jihadist rebels claim responsibility for the abduction, saying they attacked the school because it believes Western education is un-Islamic, factional leader Abubakar Shekau said in a video earlier this week. More than 800 students were at the school at the time of the attack. Hundreds escaped, but over 300 boys were taken. They told authorities this week that they had been beaten by their captors and forced to march through the forest to evade the government forces pursuing them.